Kingdom Gains Podcast. American Samoa's first island podcast. Your place for inspiration in the islands. Get out of your limited beliefs today with your host, Joe Ofterock. Kingdom living, kingdom focused, all kingdom gains.
What's up, Kingdom Gains family? I know it's been a while, and I truly do apologize. Constant working, constant, business has got us busy this time around. But, I wanted to jump on today and share three things that I've come to understand, now that I've, started the company, the business, and now working on developing and scaling, building out our company, our brand. And I wanted to share with you today. So the three things that I kept always to mind when I was starting out Off The Rock Tattoos and when we're starting off Exclusive by Off The Rock. All right, and let's get into it. Welcome back. I just finished the workout, so I'm breathing heavy, and I hope you don't mind. Bear with me right now. Number one. Is to be accountable, all right? And you always hear that growing up in life, I hear that a lot in the military. Stay accountable to your battle buddies, and stay accountable to yourself. And what is accountability? Accountability is prioritizing and keeping yourself on track even when nobody else is. When nobody else is looking at you and telling you, hurry up, get this done. You are doing it. That's the difference between an entrepreneur and somebody who's an employee. But you can be an employee working on your business, your brand, but accountability is important, because if you don't have deadlines set, you don't have personal timelines set out for yourself, nobody else is going to do it for you. So stay accountable when you first start off in your company. If you have a great idea, test it out in the marketplace, get people to try out your product. And then stay accountable to continue that brand or that product. When I was starting off, I was doing tattoos, and always had that mindset to be accountable for my equipment, be accountable for my, the quality I put out, the customers I meet on a day-to-day basis, because you could give off a bad impression if you're talking to people and you're not really into your, your work and your, the customer will see, customers will see that. So when you're first starting out, be accountable. Accountability also goes along with, doing work. Doing work early on was important. All I did was do, because I never had somebody keep me accountable, a mentor or somebody who showed me the ropes. I had to learn it all on my own with the tattoos and then going into the Exclusive by Off The Rock LA Fashion House. So, do work. Scripture says faith without works is dead. So if you don't do no work, your dream of being an entrepreneur, without no accountability, you don't do the work every day. Great tip that I want to share with you that I used to apply to myself was every week or even every day I had something. One thing I did positive to grow my business, my company, whether it was posting on social media, whether it is building my, brand through networking and talking to people, putting myself out there. Every day I wanted to do one thing. If it was one thing for that day for my business, it was a good thing. All right. So keep that in mind when you're first starting out. Do one thing for your company, all right? Do one thing for your business. Faith without works is dead. If you don't put in work, and it's not gonna happen. And then lastly, all right, the third thing that maybe you could use to start yourself off is belief. Have belief that you are worthy. Have that belief that you can do it, all right? Not everybody's gonna get a mentor or lucky enough to have somebody show them the ropes. Like I said, you got to believe in yourself. Before anybody believes in you, you got to believe in yourself. And so I hope that helps you out. All right. Accountability. All right. Doing the work and self-belief. It starts with yourself. It starts with what you tell yourself every day and your mindset. You're focusing in. All right. You cannot be a victim when you're starting out your business. Okay, it's all your fault. You know, they say if you want to go in on something, Tony Robbins quoted, if you want to take over the island, you got to burn the ships. And I keep that with me all the time. It's not a mindset that everybody has, because if you were like everybody else, then you would be an employee and you stay an employee forever. But, you know, as a business owner, entrepreneur, you have to take sacrifices and risk, and you have to believe in yourself. And so I wanted to leave you with that. I want to share that with you, and I hope you have a blessed time with that word of encouragement right now as we're going into September, all right? Starting off our month. And I want to promise myself that I'm going to stay accountable and try to post an episode every week. And it's going to be hard, but even if it's just talking to you, it's been hard to kind of sit down and schedule people out with the podcast. But if you know somebody that wants to get on the podcast, you can meet up with me. I'm in American Samoa. You know, Island Boy, Off the Rock, Joe Off the Rock. Check us out. Social media, Off the Rock Tattoos. Exclusive by Off the Rock. And Olamalosi Fifth Family, it's our public service to our community where we train people on a day-to-day basis to work out, to live a healthier lifestyle, to change their focus and mindset from being a victim to the abundance that God is wanting for all of us. So, yeah, have a blessed day. Thank you for listening in. It's your boy, Joe Off the Rock. Share this to somebody today. Find us here on the podcast. Share this podcast, and I hope you continue to come back and listen for more great nuggets, great tips. Speak life. God bless.